Sports Talk Chicago with Joey Christopoulos is brought to you by...
Injured in an accident? That's no game. But you can bet those insurance companies are going to play dirty to keep that cash from you. What you need is a most valuable player on your team. MVP Injury Law has been bringing home the gold for their clients for over 30 years. No win, no fee. MVPinjurylaw.com. We'll get you the gold.
312-883-9500-MVP.
MVPinjurylaw.com. We'll get you the gold.
Welcome to Sports Talk Chicago. And now, with your host, Joey Christopoulos.
Are the Chicago Bulls for real? No, they are not. Okay, moving on. Okay, so here it is. The Chicago Bulls are playing good basketball right now. The Chicago Bulls, while they should be tanking, Chicago Bulls have been winning some games recently. The Chicago Bulls have an opportunity to get to, I think their over-under was at 37.5. They have an opportunity to get that over mark. They've been playing good basketball. They're going to be in the play-in game. They're going to have an opportunity. They might have an opportunity to have an auto two-game play-in. It might just be a one game. But the problem with the tanking is that Billy Donovan finally decided to start playing Modest Bozelis. And Coby White, for the second season in a row, has emerged as a really good player. I'm not saying he's a superstar, but I think he's an all-star. Is he a guy that you can build around? I don't know, but he's a guy that you can build with. They've gotten good seasons out of Nikola Vucevic. Kevin Huerter in the trade has come over. Some nights when he's been solid, he's been fantastic. They've gotten some contributions. He's now injured from Lonzo Ball. Some bench guys here and there. For the most part, they've suddenly become a fairly entertaining team and a team that plays with a lot of pace. A team that doesn't have a lot of interest in playing defense, but a team that is shooting the ball really well right now, and a team that has some pieces that you have to say that you like. But here's the problem with what they're doing. Again, just the stuff away from the being stuck in the middle part. Even if you do love Modest and you do love Kobe, and even if you want to keep Vucevic around, they're still missing the big fish. When we talked earlier about Kyle Tucker tying the room together, him being that rug, Chicago Bulls don't have a rug. Chicago Bulls don't even really have a couch. They've got a lot of cool stuff in their living room, stuff that you could build on, but nothing you could really sink your teeth into or build some roots around. And the bummer is you start playing the trade game, right? What if Giannis Antetokounmpo wanted to come to Chicago? He's said it publicly before. Always wanted to play in a Chicago Bulls uniform. Milwaukee Bucks not going anywhere. Damian Lillard out for the season with a blood clot. This summer, could Giannis finally say to himself, look, I've done everything I could for the city of Milwaukee, and I'm asking you to do what's right by me and move me on to another situation so I can start the second chapter in my career. Would Chicago be on that list? I think that it would, but here's the problem. You'd have to trade some of the pieces that you already have. You wouldn't be able to get Giannis and keep Kobe and Modest and Vooch all at the same time. You can't just plunk one of those guys in there, which is why tanking was the idea, or at least being in the lottery, was going to be so important for the Chicago Bulls this year, because there are some pieces that you can wrap your head around and like. But they need the centerpiece. They don't have the centerpiece. They're not going to get their hands on Cooper Flagg or Maryland's Ace Bailey, Maryland's Dylan Harper, which, by the way, Rutgers Ace Bailey, Rutgers Dylan Harper. My mistake, excuse me, but Dylan Harper, also the son of Ron Harper. It is a deeper draft. And yes, we do have to do credit where credit's due at times. I join many. And it is a majority that does not believe in Arturas Karnišovas or Mark Eversley as stewards of one of my favorite franchises of all time as a dude who grew up watching the Chicago Bulls in the 90s. I do not believe in them. But credit where credit's due, Modest Bozelis, good draft pick. found him later in the draft. If you redid that draft right now, he's probably number two or number three. They found him way later than that. Can they do it again? It's quite possible. And it's definitely a deeper draft. But for Chicago Bulls fans, I'm not going to try and rain on your parade. If you want to get excited about this team right now, go for it. If you want to cheer them on in the play-in tournament, see if they can make a little noise, knock yourself out. But this excitement right now for the Chicago Bulls is empty calories. It's Taco Bell at 2 a.m. Maybe it feels good right now, sure. But trust me, it's going to haunt you for the next couple of days. And in the Chicago Bulls' case, it could be the next couple of years. They're living in the middle. They're still mediocre. Yes, they're playing good basketball right now. Yes, it can be exciting on certain nights, especially when they beat the Lakers. But man, it's still more of the same. And it's still just going to be a little bit short. And I don't know what to tell you. Denver Nuggets fired their head coach. Could Nikola Jokic all of a sudden want out of Denver? Possibly. But the Chicago Bulls are going to have to trade half their team just to get him. It's a rock and a hard place. So are the Chicago Bulls for real right now as they're making this play-in playoff push? No, they are not. But enjoy it while you can. And take down that fast food. Because, hey, it's 2 a.m. So rock and roll. And enjoy yourself.
Welcome to Sports Talk Chicago. And now, with your host, Joey Christopoulos.